Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Go Birds podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. You love to play, you play to win, you bet. Bet Parks, Elytra Parks. How you doing, Bell?
You ready?
I'm so ready.
Ready?
Game of the year. Biggest game in Philadelphia since the Niners game last year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that this game, well, I guess at the time we still
that was a big game.
It was a very big game. I agree.
Super Bowl stuff. 100%. The whole thing.
Like, that was a massive game.
I think this is the biggest game since then.
I do think looking back, knowing what happened, it kills.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
You're right. Leading into it,
leading into a game, I think this is the biggest game we've had here in Philly and probably just overall since that Niners.
And obviously this being a divisional one, I think does matter.
Yeah,
but the Niners were pretty hated. Like, I know they're not the division, but in terms of
I don't think
the Niners are,
we don't hate Washington nearly as much. I mean, I think that was bigger. You know, that game felt bigger than this one, but this is a big game and it's by itself, a national, you know, Thursday night.
I saw a stat from Zach Berman, of PHLY, saying that this is the first time since 2000 the Eagles and Washington have played with both teams more than a game over 500.
No way.
Something like that. Yeah.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I mean, it makes sense when you think about it.
We talked about it on the air. We're like, when was the last big Washington?
I mean, Washington's been pretty bad.
But like, just like that, that is ridiculous.
Well, and also like the one game.
They play twice a year. Exactly. Yeah. They couldn't play the second game of the year when they're both 1-0. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
We did talk about this leading to the Cowboys game, but it is crazy how few big division games there are in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Especially for a division where like,
historic.
Yeah, like it is a historic division. I mean, not to continually make
the
fun of the
NFC
South,
beast,
but it's
brother.
Not the NFC South. Yeah. Like, these are like four all-time franchises.
Mm-hmm.
And we very rarely get big games between
them. It's a great point. Well, it seems like the teams are just bad for a lot. Like, the Giants and Washington have been really bad for a decade. And Washington's been 30 years or whatever. But the Giants, like, the last decade has been a disaster.
I give you a Washington take? Heading. I mean, I guess we'll do a lot on the pod today.
Yeah. Can you talk about Washington?
I think there's
Washington game.
I think so. I think there's a perception that Washington's window is like wide open. I don't view it that way. I think this idea that they're set to like be a problem for the Eagles for a long time, I'm not buying.
Well, they might be.
They might be. But here's
a question.
Here's
an
important thing.
I mean, if Jaden Daniels stays healthy, and Jaws on our show today? And maybe a little hyperbolic, but Ron Jaworski on the morning show this morning said that Jaden Daniels is the best rookie quarterback he's ever seen. Ever.
I mean, he's been pretty awesome.
And
I'd have to think of other great rookies.
I agree,
top of my head,
but the point is, even if he's not the single best ever, the point is like he's that good. So I think that if he stays healthy, it's gonna be a problem.
So my thing with Washington though is I think Cliff Kingsbury's gone after this
year.
He doesn't. Well, no, I'm saying that's a problem for them. Like,
of course it is. But yeah. You know, you're a quarterback guy. Like, you know that if Jaden Daniels is the dude, then it's going to be a problem.
Right.
That's really all it comes down to.
I agree with that. But like, I just don't. I'm not ready. I don't think I'm not any crowning
team in
them
the
away.
I'm not crowning any team in the NFL. We've seen it. The Eagles were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago and everyone wanted to fire Sirianni after last year.
Yep.
Like, that's a 1 year difference. Like,
yeah.
I don't think there is such a, unless you're Patrick Mahomes, which that's kind of my point. If Jaden Daniels, not Patrick Mahomes, but if he's great and is healthy, like it's a problem for the Eagles because they will be a competitive.
I'm excited to watch him play a full game.
So I do think it is, but I agree that there is no team, no player, maybe other than Mahomes that I look at and be like, they're going to be a problem for the next 10 years just because I don't think that's the way it works anymore. Like it's so up and down. It's so hard to stay good for that long and all that type of stuff. So, but I do get the heart of what is being said and I agree with it. Like, Jaden Daniels could be a real problem for the Eagles for a
long time. Definitely be awesome. Yeah. What's funny about Washington is they're 27th or 24th in the league in pass attempts per game, which is weird.
Smart.
Now, I will say the Eagles
smart.
Are 30,
help your back,
the Eagles
help
are 32nd.
Yeah, that's
which,
smart.
But they are very much a running team.
He runs too.
He runs a lot. Now, he is a great thrower of the football.
Perfect.
Like, he's a very accurate, soft, nice catchable ball. So yeah, he's great. Like he's definitely exciting. And so this is where, like, as we start this pod, the thing I feel strongest about going into this game is, and I know people are going to think I do this a lot, but I really don't. Like, I really think this is, like, you got to win this one, Jalen. Like, this is a Jalen's got to be special game. And I understand that the game could play out a million different ways.
He doesn't. Like, he doesn't. Would you call what he's done the last 4 weeks special?
Yeah, I think he's been
okay. Well, I think it's going to be a similar type of thing. Like, I think he might only throw 20 times, but he'll probably make some good plays and they can win the game. Like, they can win the game running the football.
I agree with that. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying he has to have 400 yards. I'm not saying he has to throw it 40.
He has to be the better quarterback.
He has to be the better quarterback.
Yeah. I think they just have to win the football game, but I get your point.
Yeah, but they're not going to win if Jalen plays poorly. I'd be pretty surprised.
Most likely.
Yeah, like 8 out of 10 times they're losing that game if Jalen plays poorly. I mean, the Washington defense is not that good.
No, but it's gotten better. Like, the Washington defense to start the season looked like they might be one of the worst two or three defenses in football. I think they're like the 12th worst defense in football or something.
Yeah, I think they're in the bottom half of the league.
Yeah.
Like, so Jalen is going up against an easier defense than Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Jaden Daniels, like, you can't just go, he's a rookie.
And Jalen has better weapons and all that. Like, Jalen should be
Jalen's
better.
Been in the league for 4 years. It's in his stadium. It is a big game. Like, Jaden Daniels should not outplay Jalen in this game. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. So, to your point, like, I don't care if Jalen hands it off 30 times, throws it 15 times, but makes five or six special plays, that's enough for me. I'm not saying this can't be a Saquon game. Jalen can't lose this game.
They
cannot lose this game because of Jalen. Whether that's they can't run it and Jalen can't do it, whether that's the turnover thing is an issue. And by the way, like, I think Jalen's regressed slightly over these past 2 weeks when it comes to taking care of the ball. I think he's taking more risks than he did those first three games, and it's not super encouraging to see. Like, the Diggs interception, great play. The Micah Parsons fumble, I think, is more of like chalk it up. But the Diggs interception, like, that's a risky play. It's a risky throw to make that throw.
I'm fine with him making that throw, though.
Like, then you got to make it.
Guys, like, I think I made a great play.
It's a good play. It's definitely a good play by him. But if Jalen's going to say he knew what was happening before the snap and it's still intercepted, you got to have a better arm there.
But the guy, was it perfect? No, but most of the risks this season that have resulted in interceptions, I hated. I didn't hate
I agree with you on that.
I hate it when it's used as an excuse, but I think there are situations where you just say, you know what?
The other team's paid too.
That dude made a great
play. And I'm fine with the Mike.
Made a great play. And I also think Goddard did a bad job of protecting the football.
So I disagree with you on that.
Goddard did nothing to try and get his hand.
Well, because I think the ball was basically at Diggs by the time it got there. Mm. Like, so the Parsons play, I will agree with you. Like, Parsons, and I've been big on protecting the football in the pocket. I don't think there's anything Jalen could have really done there. Like,
really?
He's trying to put the ball away. Micah gets there. He gets to it first. I think there was an obvious attempt to protect the ball.
That one bothers me more than the interception.
Oh, interesting. The interception bothers me more because I don't hate the decision, but you can't turn the ball over in the red zone like that. You have to have a better throw if you're going to make it. Like, the Parsons one to me is whatever. Parsons made a great play. It definitely set them up poorly for sure. And, like, shout out to the defense for saving them. But in this game, like the Eagles are probably going to need more than 24 points to win this game. I think if the Eagles defense holds Washington to 24 or less, that is a good outcome for this defense, right? Like, it's not a great outcome. Like, it's not like, oh my God, they did it again. But 20-
I could see this being 24 to 20 though. Like, I don't think it's a, you know what I mean? Like, I think you could win this game 24 to 20 over Washington.
You think the Eagles winning 24 to 20?
I'm saying I think either team could win this game 24 to 20. Like,
I don't think we should expect, like, this game's on the offense. You know what I mean? Like, the offense has to win this game. You can't count on the defense to win this game.
I don't know that that's true.
They're arguably the best offense in the NFL.
No, look, you want both. I'm just saying that I've gotten to the point where I trust this defense.
I do too.
So, like, I don't think you can say that the defense can, like, the defense could just be awesome. Like, the defense could just go win you the football game and you could score 13 points, but they only put up 6. Like, I'm not saying I expect it to play it that way, but there is absolutely a world where the defense is just awesome.
So I think the defense is awesome. And I am in on the defense. Yeah. I think they're awesome.
So I get your point, but I don't think you could say that with this defense. You could say, I need to see the offense play well. I need to see him where personally, but I do think they can win this game with the defense carrying them. That's all I'm trying to say.
They could, but the point going into this game, and it's a little bit like the Gannon debate we used to have, where I feel if you're playing a great offense, you know, like, you don't have, like, it's hard to be great against those teams because they're great offenses and the rules are lean that way. You're right that I think there is a world where the defense holds them to like 17 points. And we're talking about how awesome this defense is. I think the secondary has obviously been awesome recently. The linebackers are playing out of control. The defensive line's been better. So this is not like a they can't do it thing. For me, it's a what can we realistically expect? And I think it is more realistic to say to the Eagles offense, go out and score like 27, 30 points. Than it is to say to the Eagles defense, go out and hold them to like 17. Both are I agree with you. It's possible to hold them to 17, but if they give up 24 points and they lose this game 24 to 20, I'm not going to sit here and go.
I think what you're trying to say, and I agree with the point, is that the Eagles defense has a lot tougher.
It's a way tougher task.
Than the Eagles offense.
Washington's defense, you're right, has been better.
This should be the Eagles offense has the biggest advantage of the units going up.
And for what it's worth, while I agree with you, they've gotten better. The Steelers moved the ball up and down the field on them. They had fumbled at the 1 yard line, which props to Washington. They made a play, but they could have had a touchdown there. Would they have 28 points in that game? So they could have easily been in the 30s. At the end of the game, they're killing clock. They probably could have had a field goal there if they needed it, right? So like, going up against his defense, it can't be the offense putters around for a quarter and a half, a full half, and the defense is expected to keep him in the game. Like, as much as that Dallas game was a really good performance, professional win, and they ended up dominating them, you go back and you watch that game, and it's easy to forget that was the Cowboys almost were winning that game at halftime. Mm-hmm. And not because of the defense, because of the offense, right? So going into like what is a big time statement game, and I want to be clear, I think they're going to show up. Like, I think this team is rolling. I think they are like feeling like a unit. I think they're connected. I'd be very surprised if they come out and lay an egg in this game.
I would too.
But like, this one's on Jalen. For me, over the past month, there's been a lot of like, Jalen's not doing enough. Like, you haven't heard either of us say that. Like, I'm fine with Jalen winning the way but he's got to win this game. Like, it's a big one.
So
like,
I get your point. I agree. I just am seeing the way it plays out, and I get your point though. Like, I think we would all feel much better about the Eagles if Jalen shows up against Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, and it should be somewhat expected.
I agree with that. Yeah. But I do think my point is more that I just think that Thursday night games are weird. I'm fine with the win, however they get it, is what I'm trying to say. I'm saying if they win 10-6 and Jalen stinks, it doesn't stink, but if no one scores, whatever, and that won't be a 10-6 game.
I get what you're saying.
But my point is like, so I agree with you what I want and what I expect. I just think that I don't really care how they win the game. I just need them to win.
So I mostly agree with that, but just being honest too, like if they do win this game 10-6, then you feel great about the defense. Maybe they're just a defensive team now, but if Jalen has like 2 turnovers, misses some guys, poor decisions, I'll be very discouraged by that because while ultimately I think this defense is good enough to be really good throughout the playoffs. Like I think 24 points is an acceptable outcome. I'm not going into this game being like, well, you know, the defense shouldn't be expected to do anything. I think the defense is really good. And I think, like we've said, I think they're better than the 2022 defense. I went and I looked, and the 2022 defense over 5 games never held teams to, I think the Eagles over the past 5 games have held them to like 12 and a half points or something like that. Like 2022 never did that. And 2022 play bad teams too. Let's not act like well, people bring it up all the time. The 2022 schedule was a relatively easy one. So this defense, I think, is playing at a higher level than that defense. But I can't expect them to win the game. And so if I'm saying, how are they going to win? It has to start with Jalen.
Yeah, I get it. I'm going in and I'm going in and saying the Eagles as a team have to win this game. You know what I mean? I'm not looking at, to the point being that I might trust the defense as much as I trust the offense. Like, if you ask me, who do I trust more?
Yeah, but the defense is not carrying them to a Super Bowl.
I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying I'm only looking at, like, I need to beat Washington on Thursday night. I don't care if you, if you only score on fumble return. Like, I don't care how they do it.
Right.
Like, it could be 3-0. I don't care. Like,
right.
I will come out of that game and say, hell yeah. 8-2, first place in the division, put your foot on Washington's throat. That was a massive
win. I'm not fully there.
So that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the difference. You know, I'm not going into this game thinking about, I need to see this from them. It's Thursday night. Thursday nights are hard. Like, I just need them to go in and win a football game. And it could be the ugliest win I've ever, it could be the Browns game. I don't care. That's where I'm at with this.
I'm not like far away from that. I just can't get all the way there. I agree with you that if they just win the game, it's a big one. Obviously, like, you moved 8-2, you would have what, a game and a half lead?
Game and a half with a win over them. Yeah.
Right. So you'd be in a really good spot.
You have a game and a half. It's like technically 2.5 until the second game's
played. Right. So you're in a really good spot for the division. Like, I agree with all that. Ultimately, this is not so much about style points for me, because in 5 weeks, it won't matter how they won that game. It'll just matter if they won it. So I get that. But I do think there is some like show me elements to this game. While I don't think that their opponents they've played matter a ton to me, they played great football. Like I said this on the morning show.
Yeah,
just use your eyes. Yeah. You know, like, we can see they're playing great football.
They've had 3 road wins by more than 20 points.
Right.
I don't care who you're playing.
And, you know, I think it's easy to look now, but like the Browns, when they played that team, was a desperate team. The Bengals were a desperate
team. You always bring up the Saints thing. Like that.
Yeah, the Saints was an awesome win.
Well, it was a good win in the
moment.
It was
a great win.
Like, the Saints are horrible now, but in the moment, like,
right,
everyone's like, dude, people were talking about, like, is this the next greatest show on turf type of thing? It's like, remember
they were
that
averaging
Rams team?
45
no one was
points
about
a game.
That.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, like, they can win this game, and I'm with you. But the Bengals game is probably the biggest feather in the cap they have right now. Like, the Bengals was a really good win. And Green Bay was a good one too. But I think they need, like a good performance in this game. You're right that they could win it, and that's ultimately all that matters in the standings. But the more I look at Washington, the more I look at the stats, the more I watch them, like, they're a good team, but they're beatable. And I think it would be very disappointing if Washington came into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles.
There's no question.
It would
about
be
that.
A very disappointing performance.
Oh, it'd be a disaster.
Yeah.
It'd be a disaster. I
agree. I've done the acceptable loss thing. Remember, I thought the Bengals acceptable loss. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't gonna. This one.
This would not be.
You got to show up. And I think that's why, for me, it starts with Jalen.
The stakes of this game are way too high. You're playing a rookie quarterback, a coach in his first year with that team. I mean, you're a team that was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Like, you have to win this football game.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah. And that's why I, like, not to, we're circling a little bit here, but, like, that's why, for me, it does come back to, like, Jalen's got to win. Like, you're the franchise quarterback. Doesn't mean, you don't have to have 400 yards, but there's going to be plays in the game that he has to make, and he has to be better than Jaden Daniels. Because if they win the game 10-6 and Jalen doesn't turn it over, but Jaden Daniels turns it over mm-hmm. twice, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But they can't, like, this sounds corny, but like, they can't meet at center field after this game and have Jaden Daniel walk out of that stadium. Like, I outplayed you.
I agree.
You know, like, there has got to be an element of this.
I agree with that. Like,
yeah.
Because
that's where the questions will start.
Right.
Like, me and you have both been on the side of, I don't really care. He's only throwing it 14 times a game. Like, we've both been on the side of that. But I think this season is turning into, and this has been the talk on the station a lot of the last few days, like, can they win the Super Bowl? And to win the Super Bowl, they are more than likely going to have to play Detroit at one point, right? Whether that's in Detroit, here, whatever. But I need a little more belief that Jalen can throw them to a win if they need him to. And again, that doesn't mean 40 times. What it does mean is if they're down 5 points with a minute to go, like, Jalen, go throw the ball, man. Like, you have AJ, you have Devontae, you have Dallas, you have a good offensive line. It's been okay that Jalen's just been like the game manager type, and he's made special plays.
I've seen him do this in the past. Like, I don't, like, if I see him do it on Thursday night, like, I've seen Jalen do this. I saw him do it in the Super Bowl when they scored and he walked him right down the
field
and scored a touchdown and 2 point.
Yeah,
like, I know.
So it's in there.
Yeah. So I saw him do it against Buffalo like last year. That wasn't that long ago.
He was awesome against Cincinnati.
So my point being that, like, I get your point, but I don't, Like, I don't go into this game saying I need to see anything from Jalen. I need to see a W at the end. I don't like, I would prefer he outplay Jalen Daniels, but if they win 20-17 and Jalen Daniels is really good, but guess what? The Eagles won even without Jalen better. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just need them to be 8-2 and in first place by themselves after this game. That's it.
Yeah.
And so that's where we differ.
Yeah. Like, I'm just not there. Yeah, I need to see a good showing from Jalen.
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I would prefer it. And I think it's far more likely they win if he is good or not bad or whatever than the other way around. But I really don't. Like, whatever style points is, the concept of style points, this, I am the polar opposite of that. Like, if it were possible to win a football, okay, I was going to say 1-0, can't do it. 2-0. Like, if they win with a safety and win 2-0, I am coming out of this saying, you're damn right.
I'll be curious to see if you feel the way after the game.
I will.
I'll just be curious to
see.
I'm
just telling you right now. I swear.
And I know it's different from the Browns game, but you didn't feel that way after the Browns.
But I didn't say, go say that going to the Browns.
Right.
They were 2-2 coming out of a bye. Like, this is, they're 7-2 and they're playing for the division. Like, just win the game.
Yeah. I'm not like as far off as maybe it seems from you on that. If they win the game, it'll be huge, obviously. The closer I get to it, like, it's time to see Jalen. Like, it's time for him to do it. Like, this is the time. Defense is not that good. The Washington offense is very good. So this could be a shootout. So you're right. It's not that I've never seen Jalen do it. And I'm not saying I need to see him do it because I don't think he can. I'm just saying this game is likely going to require that.
Well, if it requires it, of course.
Then Jalen has to go do it.
I'm just saying, I don't care. I don't, like, if that plays into my point, too. If this game requires Jalen to be great to win, then that's what has to happen.
Yeah.
My point is, whatever has to happen for them to win, that's all I care about, if that makes sense.
All right. Well, I'm excited post-game to see how we feel based off of this.
Well,
you know,
they're going to win, so we'll be fine.
So I actually, this conversation.
You nervous?
No, I'm not.
Look at you.
I feel very good about it.
I do too.
Not guaranteeing it. Like, they could lose the game, but.
Like, I'm gonna lay the points, whatever it ends up at. It's 3.5. Yeah. My guess is it gets to 4 before the game starts. If I had to bet.
I just think this Eagles team is rolling. And just being around them, they just feel ready for this. That's the best way I can put it. I think they're clicking. I think they're connected. I think they're playing well. They've been in big moments. They seem ready to go and win this game on Thursday.
I agree with
That's just the vibe I get. Like, in Washington, on the flip side, not that the Eagles have put together like a murderer's row of teams they've beaten, but did you see Washington's 0-3 against teams over 500?
So I know it's the Ravens, the Steelers.
Now the Bengals, you know, we can do the same thing for both teams because the Bengals don't count there. But I think
the Bengals are not over 500.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I think the Bengals are still a quality win. Like, they beat the Bengals in prime time. That's a quality win.
Yeah, but no, yeah. And look, the Ravens, especially when you look at, I mean, like.
Didn't beat the Ravens.
Yeah.
Chicago, I think, Steelers, was a disappointing performance for them.
Theoretically lost that game for all intents and purposes.
Right, exactly. The Steelers, like, I think they're a good team. They are not, to me, in the level of like Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City.
I don't think they are either. I agree.
Detroit. Like,
but to your, you know, the Elliott Shore Parks, boil it down, bottom line formula, Jaden Daniels might be better than Jalen.
He might be.
Like, he might be.
This is why on Thursday I got to see it.
And I agree. Yeah. But like, there is the chance that we're just like, oh, yeah, that guy. And like, they are as good as those other teams because of him.
And maybe that's, as we talk through this, where I need to leave Thursday night not feeling like Jaden Daniels is way better than
me. It is also possible that Jaden Daniels can be better than Hurts and the Eagles can be better than Washington.
It's possible, for sure. But it would be discouraging.
I mean,
it's the best way for me to put it. Like, you know, if Jaden Daniels is a rookie, comes into Jalen's building and beats him in primetime for a big game.
It wouldn't
like,
be good.
That would be a bad situation.
All right. I'm going to throw some quick hitters at you. I want to get an update on my Lotta, some other things first. Mike Quick, Seth Joyner, Jody Mack, Mark Zumoff, Rob Ellis, Joe Conklin, and us, Elliot Short Parks, James Seltzer. We are the Bet Parks lineup. Bet Parks, the official sportsbook and online casino of the Go Birds app. It's the only one of the Go Birds pod. It's the only one we use, the only one we care about, the only one we recommend. The question before I dive into talking about sports, are we going to predict any coaches firings?
I know, seriously.
This time, this week.
Well, I was thinking, how bad would it have to get for Nick Nurse to go?
Bad.
I think so, too.
I mean, they hung him out to dry to start the year. I mean, he's basically taken.
But they look bad.
They should have given him a flak jacket to go out and take all those bullets.
I agree with that.
And Josh Harris.
But they got to win this year. And if, like, they get to,
they give
I don't
him a
know,
lot of
3-14.
Right? They give him a lot, like $70
million. Well, Josh
Harris
is no problem cutting checks.
No, that's the one thing Josh will do. So it'll be fun seeing Josh get booed on Thursday night at the
I know I'm in the minority of this.
Loser.
I just don't think get why. I shouldn't say that. I know why people care.
Loser.
I mean, like, Jeffrey Lurie flies to Celtics playoff games. I don't.
Jeffrey Lurie doesn't own the Celtics.
I get, but he does own the Eagles.
Does he, like, own the Celtics?
I'm saying, so the whole problem is,
because, you know,
I get that.
Josh Harris owns the Sixers and the Commanders, right, and the
Dallas. I get that. Like, so we're okay with Jeffrey Lurie rooting for a team from another city. But we're not okay with Josh Harris.
Jeffrey Lurie, first of all, like, it's childhood team or whatever. Yes, I'm not going to rip him for carrying him out. It's not like he does it. Like, it's
Washington is Josh Harris' childhood team. Just
but he owns that.
He does.
There's a difference between owning the two teams.
Right.
Like, if Jeffrey Lurie owned the Celtics, yeah, I would have a problem with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I know. You're just too lenient on Josh Harris. You just let that guy get away with anything he wants.
Look, the Sixers are not good this year.
Loser.
So we'll see.
Loser.
But he's done a good job as an owner.
You could bet on the Sixers if you want. You know, big guy returning tonight, actually. So
should be an interesting
That's
one.
Thrilling. But also, you can bet on football, which is the right way to do it. As we didn't win our parlay, but wasn't our fault.
Close, kind of.
Not really.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't win them all. We've won.
We win most of them.
We win, which is,
you're still up obnoxious. Significantly on
That's
the
right.
air.
Also, you can bet the birds. You can bet more than the score. You can bet touchdowns, rushing yards, passing yards, interceptions, sacks, so much more. Hoops, hockey, all kinds of action. Join us at the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook right now. Plus, of course, you get a casino right in your pocket, right in your hands when you're using it. In addition to all the sports and betting, you can also play games like roulette, craps, blackjack, and so much more while you're watching the action. It is awesome. And here's an amazing deal for you. Download the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app right now and get up to $1,000. Yes, $1,000 in casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Casino bonus must be wagered. See betparks.com for the details. You must be 21 in PA, New Jersey, Michigan, Maryland, Ohio, Gibbon, Bronco, and Andrew Gamble.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So there is a lot of things in life. Actually, this makes no sense what I'm saying. Let me
I like it.
No, I'm going to keep going. Things in life feel good. There's a lot of like, wow, I feel good about myself after that, right? I think preemptively taking care of a problem with your house.
Oh, yeah. No, this is like, it's the kind of thing where it like gnaws at you.
Well, here's
you
a good
push
example.
It away, but then it comes back. And you're I just got to do this.
So there's a piece of siding on my house that is loose. And whenever it's windy, it like flaps up. Mm-hmm. There we go. Little YouTube. Yeah. Flaps up and down, right?
That's it.
And every day I walk by it and I go, I should really get this taken care of. And I'm not, going to.
Mm-hmm.
And one day it'll be worse. Like this probably becomes
already,
a problem,
it's probably already a lot worse.
Yes, exactly.
Initially,
now
getting worse.
My amateur diagnosis of it is it looks like they can just take the one piece off and put a new one on.
Good.
But I'm sure that's not what's going to
happen.
So where I'm going with this is just take care of problems when they're there.
So
don't
true.
Be an Elliot. And so if you are sitting in your house right now and your air is leaking out of the windows or you're looking at your window and you go, God, Go Birds always says to take care of my windows. And I still haven't done it. Just do it. You'll feel so much better. You'll save money.
You've never thought about taking
care
of your windows. Think about it. Check out your windows. Get them checked out.
I'm sure everyone's listening to this with a portable device.
The thing.
Go walk over, lift your windows.
Here's the thing. I feel incredibly confident about this. Now, everyone might not own their own, but I'm pretty sure everyone listening to this pod has windows.
Yeah. I would say it's something in life every single, well, not every single, but
most times.
Yes. Have access to a window they need to worry about. And if you're worried about your windows, you already know who to call. Twindo Nation.
Boom.
They're friends of the pod. They're family of the pod. Every week they do a fun giveaway on the show. They're giving away Jalen Hurts stuff.
Jalen Hurts jerseys and stuff. Yeah. Signed Jalen Hurts.
No big deal.
Like, no big deal.
No big deal. Just every week a signed Jalen Hurts item. And
Thank you, Twindo Nation.
If you have to get work done in your house and you want to be preemptive about it, call someone you can trust. And it is really cool hearing all the stories from listeners talking about the good experiences they have. My parents had an experience with
Allie
them.
Allie had, the listener in Texas did.
Like, just tons of people have had good experience with Twindo Nation. These are just ones we heard of. Like, it's likely that way more have and we haven't heard about them. And if you have, reach out. We love to hear them. So, Twindo Nation's windows. Twindo Nation's windows come with a lifetime warranty.
Is that what we would call two Twindo Nation stores? You'd be like Twindo Nation?
Well, I do think they could do Twindo
Nation. I'm a big fan of the pluralizing of the first word when it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, very few people likely buy one window.
True.
Especially when you get one for free.
That's a good point.
So you almost impossible to walk out with one window. Twindo Nation's windows come with a lifetime warranty and they can be installed in one day or less. Twindo Nation has also been recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies.
Dang.
So you can trust Twindo Nation for high quality, affordable windows. So stop paying more than you have to. Hurry up. They have a great sale going and call them. Find out about it. Go get your windows. 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them the Go Birds sent you.
That was smooth.
Thank you.
I liked it when you transition from like the free flowing into the
read,
the copy.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a good copy voice.
You do have a good copy.
Yeah.
Voice. Yeah.
I know like which words sound
good at reading out loud.
That's why I went to college.
Let me tell you, not everyone's good at reading out loud. I'll just say that. I won't call out any people in particular, but there are some people who you would think would be good at reading out loud.
Are you looking at Tucker?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, felt like he was.
Yeah. He definitely looked right at Tucker. Well, that's why I was wondering.
You're just saying I'm off.
There's a reason why I don't.
I'm often surprised sometimes.
Well, we're all temple made. Though,
people reading out loud are not great at reading out loud.
I also think, though, too, like, I'm okay with if you're reading out loud, like doing the finger thing. Like, who are we impressing here?
Look, I'm fine with it. I don't have to do that, but I get it. Yeah, I have no problem.
Yeah,
with
if you need to follow along
that feels
with it.
Very childish, but I
look, you know. It's not the best look, but like, it's better than trying to, it's better than tripping over your words.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. We're used to tripping over our words. It happens all the time.
But it is funny, and this would be a good piece of advice for anybody. Like, whenever I'm recording a pod and I think I'm tripping over my words and I listen back, it very rarely sounds like it.
Yeah, it's never as bad
as it is.
It's
very much
in
your head. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, when you like can't think of the word you want, you're saying,
you know what I've been going through recently? Yeah. For some reason, I keep having to yawn when I've been recording.
Oh, so I got a tweet about it. So someone tweeted at both of us, and I actually randomly saw it or whatever.
Yeah.
Where someone, and I was going to call it out. I meant to take it, you know. And the guy was like, thank you for the pods or whatever. But he's like, I got to say, way too many yawns.
I can't help it.
So I was going to bring it up because I didn't know. I was going to be like, so Elliot, I've heard a rumor.
Dude, let me tell you. I don't know what it is.
So funny, bro.
I don't yawn before I record. I don't yawn after I record. I'm into it while I'm recording.
Are you sure?
Yes. I don't know what it is. Like, literally, I think here's what it probably is. It's in my head. Uh-huh. So once I start, I think about it. And then once
because yawns are something.
And once you have to hold back a yawn.
Well, yawns, we all know. We don't even know what, like, how are yawns contagious?
Right.
How is it if you see someone else and you want to yawn? I still have not heard a good, like a true good reason for why that happens. So it's like, if you think it makes sense, like, I kind of want to yawn right now just talking.
Yes. And I'm telling you, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to fix it. I tell all the listeners, I'm sorry. Like, I'm trying. It's been happening recently and it won't stop. I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, it is when
it's not even like I'm overly tired. I'm doing it at like 4 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's not even it's definitely just pouring the pot.
This is becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes, I'm sure it'll happen today when I record, especially, and I know people notice it. And I do listen back and I don't think it sounds as noticeable.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm wrong.
Yeah, the guy was just like, what is going on with all the yawns?
I agree with him. Good point by him. I'm not unaware of it. But
I was until
way more difficult than you think to stop recording every time you have to yawn and then start.
I would never do that. That's so annoying.
And during the breaks, I yawn. I'm sure Tucker, I don't know if you listen, but you hear big yawns probably during the small audio breaks.
I just get the nod from Tucker.
I'm trying. If anyone has any tips, like,
that
it's
is,
not like
does anyone have any tips for that?
Yeah.
Why
don't
like
we not tear
thing.
People down? Let's,
it's a mental
let's build
thing.
The community. I up agree.
And the person who tweeted that was very nice. Like, it wasn't mother effer.
It is funny.
He was like, love the pods, but like, what the hell's going on?
I agree. It's probably making other people yawn. And
I'm sure if I hear, I'd be like, oh, yawn time.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. There it is.
Yeah.
I'll get you.
By the way, speaking of Go Birds community.
Ooh. Oh,
Shout out to Drew.
Famous Drew.
Yeah, shout out to Drew.
Should we start calling him Famous Drew from Westchester?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Mr. from Westchester.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, Pat McAfee show.
Dude, the Pat McAfee bit where he is taught, like, I've had it in my head.
Your alley, right?
It's so funny when he goes, and I can't say the word because apparently it's a curse, but he's like, that dumb piece that won again, like Nick Sirianni of the Philadelphia Eagles won again. It's so good. I wish I could deliver it as well as he did, because it's so at the core of it.
It's you.
Exactly.
I think about when I had never seen it before until that clip.
Oh, it's so good. And the guy goes,
but that's so clear. Like when he was doing it, I was thinking about you doing it. And I was like, you should say that.
The other guy on set goes like, well, it couldn't because of Nick. And Pat's like, no. Yeah. Now, the funny thing is they do go, well, Nick didn't hire Fangio, did he? Sarcastically. And in my head, I'm like, well, that one
probably not.
That's not the battle I would
definitely
pick
did not.
Here.
No, he really didn't.
Yeah, but hey, 40-19.
Not bad.
41-19.
Get your stats straight. You're
gonna trying.
I'm bad trying. All right. A couple quick hitters, and then we'll get to final thoughts. Mailata, they open up the practice window.
Listed as a full participant.
Yes. Generally, historically, now not always, but historically, I feel anecdotally with the Eagles, like when they open the window, the guy usually plays.
Agreed.
Where are you at with Mailata?
So, was with Mailata last night for the Players Lounge.
No big deal.
No big deal to me. Hung out with him for an hour.
He seems like such a good hang.
Dude, he is awesome.
He seems like awesome.
He's
like, I never
fun.
I
he's
met
nice.
Him before. He came
he's
in once.
Funny.
Huge.
He really he is the next Kelsey.
He seems so fun.
He is just a good guy from my experience.
You can introduce me sometime.
I'll be happy to. If you want to come to Chickies and Pete's Monday, if anybody wants to come to Chickies and Pete's Monday at 7, he's almost always
sleeping
there
at that time. But yeah.
So my vibe I got from being around him for an hour is it's truly up in the air.
Really?
That's the vibe I got.
Interesting.
I think the plan is probably like he'll play, but I do think these next few days matter. So, excuse me. Now I'm going to start doing it.
Yeah.
Like, so the next few days, they're not going to have like a true practice. But what Mailata said is that when they do walkthroughs, he treats it as a full rep. So he's like, you know, doing the jump step back at full speed. He's basically playing like it's a full snap. So he will get opportunity to see how he feels. Here would be my advice to Jordan Mailata. Don't push it. Fred Johnson's playing well. The Washington edge rushers are not
Fred
that
Johnson's
good.
Playing fine.
No, I think he's playing better than
solid. Let's say solid. I think implies good. I think he's
yes.
Solid.
I think he's playing good. I do.
He's had some really bad moments.
He has, but these last three games, he's been better and better. The first few games, he did struggle. I agree with you. But last game, he hasn't allowed more than I think two hurries in the last three games. And he's gone up against Micah Parsons. He's gone up against good edge rushers on the Jags and the Hendrickson on the Bengals. I'm not like implying Fred Johnson could be the guy. But if, God forbid, Mailata was out for the rest of the year, like, I feel good about Fred Johnson.
Pass. It's like a big...
Yeah. I think he's... But I think he's better than that. Like, he's playing well. So, I think they can beat Washington without Mailata. And I think those extra 10 days of rest, especially with a hamstring, would be so good. You get a full week of practice going into LA. You get the normal routine. I respect that he probably wants to push and play in this game. Like, he said a bunch on the air how hard it is for him to sit at home and watch these games. I get that. And I do think they will make the right decision, but I don't think there is a need to push for this one. I would, if it was up to me, without having all the information, I would probably play Fred Johnson. Just me.
Yeah, I think at 100%.
It's possible the doctors are like, he's 120%.
That,
and so
yeah.
then
if
I'm
they
like,
say
yeah.
he's good, I'm playing him.
Yeah,
but
there's a rust factor too. Like,
no,
Fred's
it.
Played.
I'm playing, if he is fully 100% healthy and fully fine, I'm playing
You're
him.
Not worried about the rust?
Not,
I mean, Fred's playing.
Like, I know, Fred, but not more have, than you got to put him back. He's your starter. He's
but you get the 10 extra days. I don't.
Yeah, I get it. I
and
personally, I'm
game.
Saying without knowing what's going on, I would lean towards sitting him too. I'm
yeah,
just saying
yeah, yeah.
if the doctors say he's fully 100% healthy, you have to play. You know, you have to. But I get your point. I would. I don't think he's going to play if I had to bet.
That's kind of the where I lean a little.
But I would play him if he's fully healthy. But to your point, I'm fine with taking the longer. Look, I'm surprised he's already ready to play. Like we talked about, we thought it was going to be longer than the 4 weeks.
Yeah,
and
thinks he's ready.
Yeah, whatever.
No,
I'm surprised. I'm surprised the practice window's open.
Agreed.
You know I mean, like I really thought this was the kind of thing where they'd say 4 weeks and end up being like 7 or 8. Like,
yeah.
With the big dude with that injury, like I thought it was going to be worse. So I'm happy regardless with this.
Now I'm thinking about the awning.
I know.
It's a
mess. You can do this, buddy.
I'm trying.
Don't think about it.
I'm even tired. I just had coffee an hour ago. And I got, by the way, the hot coffee cup issue remains an issue. Me and Kristen went to walk Kingsley on Saturday morning. I got a hot coffee from Starbucks. 3 spills by the time we got to the park.
You sure this isn't a U issue?
No, I think I'm not pushing blame here, but I'm I'm saying,
I mean, it sounds like you're putting the blame completely on the cup.
We need better hot coffee cups, paper cups. Like, look, they can't be good for the environment. So it's not like I'm like doing it.
Is that where you're going?
Okay. Well, I'm saying like there has to, like, let's not act like we're using like reusable leaves here. It's still a paper cup. Yeah, so there has to be a better option.
Elliot's like, how can I spend this for even more support on
myself? All right, the Eagles give out metal cups of water.
You know how expensive that would be for Starbucks to hand out metal cups every
time? I think Starbucks can handle it.
Look, I get it. They're never going to do that. Something that would,
well, then there
like,
needs to be
costs,
a better
like
lid situation. Like,
whatever.
So many times I pick these cups up, and as soon as I pick it up, it like squeezes. Yeah, it's absurd.
It's not.
My hand gets all sticky. Like, it's the worst.
I think you're bad at coffee.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm not the only one out there. The point I'm making, I'm sure there are people out there that are also dealing with this problem, and no one seems to care. No one seems to care.
It affects everyone as much as you.
I'm sure there's a lot of people really mad about it. The voice of the voiceless.
Thing is, like, it'll happen to me like once every like 10 coffees.
And how much does it suck?
Yeah, but it's so rare.
But it sucks. Like, it's all of your hands are all sticky. You smell like it.
Like every coffee.
It does.
See, that's the difference. That's where you're going.
This morning, I got a hot coffee. I waited till I got home and poured it in a mug and I drank it.
Yeah, this is not normal. You're definitely like far more effective.
I'd be curious to see if there's any listeners out there.
I'm sure people have had issues, but I guarantee you it's not.
I'm having more, but it's still a problem, is my point. It is a problem. It's absurd. And the worst thing is, I don't think Starbucks cares.
Oh, you don't think so?
Yeah. That's the worst part.
I feel pretty confident about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have any more quick hitters?
No, that was it. No, I'm kidding. Of course.
Okay.
Injury report. Dean, Devontae.
I think they're all going to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we did it.
Here's another.
You got that.
Well, all right, here's another thing I've been thinking. So Devontae and the catches and the targets, right?
Is this a thing?
Well, he talked about it last week, and he had a quote being like, "Yeah, it's tough when you're not getting a ton of targets." Now the full answer, he goes, "But I understand it. Saquon's playing awesome. You got to give him the ball." Nick's been asked about it a few times. Here's my thought on the players' targets thing. I don't care.
Like, I don't care either.
We have been over this 800 times.
Just got paid. He got paid this offseason.
Well, to be clear, I'm not saying I don't care if Devontae's upset. What I'm saying is we have done this 800,000 times.
I'm saying I don't care.
Which, like,
overall,
AJ hasn't had the ball in two games.
I don't care overall.
Right. They never care.
They just got paid. Like, if they were all coming up for contracts, then it could be an issue because it could affect the team. Like, they all just got paid. Like, I can't care about this. I'm sorry.
Yes, I think.
Throw it to whoever you want to.
Well, and also, I think that, yes, there is an appropriate level, I'm sure, of Devontae, like, hey, I want the ball more. Right.
Of course. You always want the ball.
They have had these players together for 2 years now, 2.5 years. And it's never been a true problem. Like, even the year when AJ didn't talk for like 3 games last year, whatever, that wasn't about targets. Remember the blow? There you go. Now you're yawning, right? Like,
blame you for this.
It's impossible once you start.
I also need to go nap, but
yeah. But I think that this is such a media creation, in my opinion. I do not think that, like, there's a big problem here. They've been a cohesive, put together team for 95%, or that's not true, 90% of the time. Last year, at the end of the year, they definitely had issues, but I don't think it was because of targets. I think there was a larger issue. So we'll see. I'm sure Devontae will have a big game this week because he'll force the ball to him. Like, but I'm not in on they have problems with this target thing.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
I think it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's literally nothing.
Yeah.
All right. You got anything else on the birds?
I mean, just excited for the game, I guess.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm excited.
I will say, as fun as it is that it's on a Thursday night, it's a little bit of a shame.
I totally agree.
Like Nick said this yesterday's presser, like, you basically have to squeeze 100 hours of work into 40 hours.
I don't blame him. And also, just for this game, like, it's the big game that's going to have massive consequences for the rest of the season. It's at home.
Yeah.
It's good that it's at home. If you're going to play on Thursday, better to be at home than not. Yeah, just kind of like, look, it is nice that it's a national game. Everyone's watching it. Everyone's in. Like, that is fun. I just think from a preparation standpoint, too,
like, to your
Sunday
point,
or Monday, you
know? We're not going to see these teams at their best.
Right.
This isn't going to be like a true preview of it.
No. Now, to be fair, the last Thursday night game was one of the best games of the season, if not the best. So, with the Bengals and the Ravens.
I mean, oh, true.
It was amazing. Yeah. So, we'll see what happens. But I generally agree with your point.
I also don't think we're talking enough about how the Eagles could be the best team. Like, I don't think
they
are.
Talking about. I mean, they're a Super Bowl contender. I don't know how you.
Like, the Lions deserve the top spot.
Yeah, that's all it is.
But I'm coming off
close.
That a little bit. Like, if the Eagles move to 8-2, you got to start thinking.
Yeah, but
there.
You can't put them out of Lions if the Lions win again. Like, you just can't yet. The Lions
I'm fine with
the Lions
that.
Have beat the. But I think that, like, they're number two in the NFC right now. Yeah, like, I think so, I think they're one of the four or five teams you mentioned for the Super Bowl. Jalen, by the way, MVP odds.
I'm rooting for you. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either. I'm just saying, like,
I will also say
narrative award.
If only there was a unique statistical way to figure out if he was going to have a good season or not prior to
just rein it in.
Like, to be clear, I wanted to say one more thing.
Rein it.
If Jalen ends up having like a 2022 ish season, I was correct. Just putting that out there. Like, yes, the interception number is not going to be as low as I thought, for sure. But the whole premise of this was he is having an awesome training camp. If he continue, like if he goes out on Thursday and crushes them and they keep winning, and like like what's that gif? You'll know this, Tucker. The Undertaker, where he like pops out of the coffin. Sure. Like those are the training camp stats. In fact, if I was creative enough, I would make a gif of the training camp stats over that.
They did take a hit. They
did. It was a rough start.
There was some mockage.
They had us at first, but you know what? We're back.
Jalen fourth in MVP.
He's not going to win MVP.
Fourth. I'm just saying he's fourth. He's fourth.
But wouldn't you be stunned if he won MVP?
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. That's it. In terms of people in front of him.
So
tie with Jaden.
Maybe the stats are already validated. But like,
I'm just saying.
I think Saquon would get it before Jalen in a weird. No, let me take it back.
There's literally a 0%.
Yeah. Let me take it back.
The first 20 15 people on the list are quarterback.
Yeah.
He deserves it more, but it's a quarterback.
I think Saquon's going to hurt Jalen.
I don't know if he will.
Let's put it this way.
Right now, the front runner for offensive player of the year and MVP are both on the same team.
Right. Now,
Jackson is the favorite for the MVP and Derrick Henry.
So I do think Lamar is just viewed at a level Jalen's not. Look, I hope Jalen wins it. I think it would certainly help me. And obviously, it would help you and it'd be awesome for everybody.
Yeah,
I think they would almost have to win the rest. Like they would almost have to go.
I think if they,
I just don't think the league's going to give it to him. Like I don't think the voters are going to give it to
the one seed in the NFC, and he has a bunch of touchdowns and not a lot of interceptions, total touchdowns. Like I think he might.
Yeah, I would just
the narrative award. They didn't give it to him 2 years ago when he got hurt and was going to win it. Came in second.
The narrative just seems to always be against him.
I know, but my point is, the narrative now doesn't matter. It's what's the narrative a month.
Yeah,
and a half.
No, you're right.
And I think that there is, if the season plays out this way, a narrative where it's like, wow, look at Jalen again. All this guy does is win. We're not giving him enough
I hope
credit.
I'm wrong.
13-2, you know, whatever.
I hope I'm wrong. I think Jalen deserves, like, we talked about this when they were on that unbelievable run. Like, Nick and Jalen, individually and together, deserve a trophy. Like, I think they have both been good enough where it would be a shame if their careers ended without winning one. Like, Jalen has achieved a ton at every level of football. Nick has won a ton. Like, I would be surprised. I'd be surprised.
All right. You got anything else?
No.
All right. Final thoughts, my friend.
All right. So I have one that I've been sitting on.
Ooh, a sit on.
And I don't know. I'm going to do a different one. Okay.
You'll continue to sit on that.
Okay. I think that
the perfect time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the next evolution in planes.
Ooh, I was not expecting this.
Is people getting on and off in the air. I don't know how they'll do it, but I think that is the next evolution. Like pods, it's like a bus,
bro,
essentially.
I mean, you're leaping ahead.
Yeah. The next evolution. Like, I don't know how you would do it.
Evolutions before then. They have
maybe,
to.
Like, it, I guess you'd have to get the plane to.
You have planes that match up in the air and connect.
No. That's not how I pictured it. I pictured pods shooting up in the air with the person. and it goes into the plane. That's how I pictured it. Dude, where the plane doesn't really stop. Yeah, well, I'm not saying we're close. I'm saying that the next big plane thing will be being able to essentially make it like a bus. Like, that's the next plane thing. Now, maybe you're not obviously 30,000 feet
in there. You're talking hundreds of years.
I don't think hundreds. I think if we
can't even open up the door on a plane right now in transit. Like, that can't happen. You're talking about pods that fire people up in the air to connect to a freaking plane.
Get in the plane.
Maybe. You can't even open the door of the plane while it's flying. Like, everyone
well, we can
fly
on
out.
Commercial
Like, that's
planes.
It. Like, yeah. You're talking about
No, I know, planes. I know. Look, I'm not planes. Saying we're close. Hundreds of years just seems strong.
Hundreds. Like, I think multiple hundreds.
It is just crazy to think we still take the plane all the way down for layovers.
This is an all-time
Elliot like the winner. Fact that we go up and then it's like, well,
this
we're gonna-
is Elliot sitting on a plane knowing he's got a layover, Jane being like, this is dumb, why do we
it
do
has
it this
to be
way?
Away
and like pods shot in the air. I got it.
Yeah,
got it,
dude. I just think that's the next thing. Now here's like, you shoot the pod up in the air.
Oh my God.
You'd have to time it so it like connects perfectly and it would almost like attach to the plane. We should ask our air, our pilot listener.
Yeah,
can planes like levitate? Like they can't stay in place, can they?
No, not commercial planes.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Like a fighter
jet. Yeah, but a commercial plane can. Yeah. All right, so that's the next.
So maybe that's the next evolution.
Once they can levitate, I don't see. You would just put the pod up.
If they can levitate, then they could just lift off like straight up. Like,
imagine.
You realize how far you are from what you're talking
about.
No, I
know. You're like 30,000 feet.
No. I'm saying years wise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hundreds of years.
Yeah. I agree. It's going to be dope when it happens. Like, it's going to really change the game.
We won't know. Our grandkids will know.
But, well, look, this pod lives on forever. So
I'm going to go back and be like,
Elliot,
oh my God, yo, this guy called this.
That's been my Shark Tank idea.
The plane thing?
Yeah.
Again, this is nowhere near possible.
Nah, I've told you my Shark Tank idea.
Yeah, you told on the pod. You told everyone.
Do you remember it?
Is it the restaurant one or was it another one?
No, that's a good one. But it was the little sticker you put on an envelope and when it rips,
oh yeah,
you get a signal that it's been open.
Yeah, that was really great. Okay.
I'd never be able to invent it, but I think it'd be a good one.
My final thought is actually ironically about a past final thought that I did a few years ago, a while back. This is like early on the final thought days. I told you that I was fully out on college football, that I was like,
I don't
totally out.
This.
Yeah. I did a whole, like, I'm just out.
You back in?
It's an ugly thing. Like the way I thought the conferences, the whole thing is
right.
The 12 team college football
is playoff. Awesome.
Like I'm in.
Dude,
I'm so back in.
The picture of the bracket.
Like it's
going
to be so much fun.
I 100%
like,
agree.
And also it's like wide open. Like, it's not like Alabama's going to
win.
Like Georgia loses, Alabama loses, Texas loses. Like there's no undefeated teams that are any like great shakes.
I agree.
Like, this is going to be really freaking fun. Like, I'm so freaking
awesome. I 1,050% agree with you.
Like, that like totally rejuvenated this one.
The first time I saw the bracket, I was like, oh, yeah, this is sick.
And, like, especially because it was, like, the conference. It was, like, the bowls don't matter anymore. It's, like, the Rose Bowl when we were growing up was, like, the Pac-12 versus the Big
right.
10. Or Pac-10, you know?
Whatever,
like,
right.
That's what it was. That's what we did. And that every year, and that blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, this is the national championship game because it's the Orange Bowl this year. And, like, that's all those bowls mattered.
Yeah.
Like, now I couldn't care less about any of them. This is totally reinvigorating everything. Like and again, the openness of it, not just thinking, well, Alabama's
and I like that
win.
It's 12 teams.
I like
so we're not, doing this
it's like four teams and these two win.
Yes,
play.
Exactly.
Like, it's a real tournament.
If you don't get in this, you don't have an
football
argument.
Football has done so much wrong for so long.
Yeah.
Awesome job.
Yeah. I think like if you don't get in the 12 team pool, you don't really have an argument. If it
exactly.
was four teams,
yes.
then okay. You know
There's
what? If you're fifth
or
sixth,
or
like
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super pumped.
I'm really excited about it.
So we might have to pick a team.
Yeah, I think so too.
My initial take, as I've said, is Michigan.
But
I know they're not, I know this year
they're
I know
not even
I know.
In it.
Right, so we'll pick a team that's in it. Okay.
We have to pick we're gonna pick Michigan. Up they didn't
about
make
Texas?
12 teams.
How do you feel about Texas?
I'm hook 'em horns, man.
Yeah, I'm a little in on Texas.
I've been to a Texas football game.
Really?
Yeah, for my brother's bachelor.
They look
party.
Awesome. Yeah.
They're fun.
Is it by Austin?
It's in Austin.
That's what I thought.
It's
okay.
Literally
that's
in
what
Austin.
I thought. Yeah. So I've always Austin and Memphis are the two places I haven't been that I really want.
Austin's a really cool town.
In the States.
Austin's a really cool
Yeah, it's. I very much want to go.
Yeah.
So I would love to go to a Texas game.
There we go. All right. So
cool colors.
Longhorns fan. Austin, Justin, and Richmond can be Longhorns fans together.
Is he? Oh,
yeah,
well.
He's a Texas guy. Oh, he's James.
No,
Madison,
I thought he was a TCU fan. Am I wrong about that? Okay.
He's a Longhorns
fan. Oh, JMU, I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of JMU because he's James Madison. Is
right.
I believe he went. He's a fan of that. But
I guess he
big
can do both.
Team is Texas.
But I don't think you can be a huge
if
fan
you're a
of
James
one.
Madison fan, you're allowed to be a fan of him.
I agree, but yeah. we're. I think it's different because he really roots for them and watches them.
That's true, but he loves college football like a lot more than we do.
Right.
You know,
oh, you know, actually the obvious one should have been Tennessee.
Yeah, well, Tennessee's our team, of course.
Yeah,
our balls.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Duh, obviously. But I do like the horns too.
Can I give you one more
quick? Yeah, the balls are our team.
One more quick take.
Just if you have.
Really quick. Dude, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like put this out there just to say it. The chocolate cake at Chickies and Pete's is unbelievable.
Wow. I wasn't expecting this.
Day. Dude, I think it's like the hidden gem.
Chickies and Pete has good food.
It's like a hidden gem in the city. Like if I told somebody like Chickies and Pete's has the best dessert, everyone would be like, no, they don't. Like, bleh. I'm telling you, that chocolate cake at Chickies and Pete's, like go there and get it. And I know we work with them. That's not why I'm saying it. Like I get to eat it every week because I go there. But like, dude, I had a piece last night.
All right. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
It is good. So good.
Cool.
Just putting that out
next
there.
Next time I go, which will be next week. Okay.
You are, dude. Get a piece of the chocolate cake. Now you're gonna
you
be there in the
so
morning.
There.
Yeah,
I will. I'll try it. I like this.
It's like
if you're not in the room with Elliot, which is everyone but me and Tucker, he got really excited.
I was singing last night.
He's like, "Oh my god, you can go try it." Yeah,
sitting.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
I was sitting there with Kristen saying, "It's such a shame to think everybody doesn't know how good this cake is."
Well, now people know.
Yeah,
we've rectified that.
I'm trying. Using my platform. Fix a Starbucks
the
cups.
Important stuff.
The chocolate here. Cake, yeah, the chicken right. and peach. Yeah, Jalen has to win the game.
There we go. We did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Cups, cakes, and Jalen. That's the pod title.
Oh, that's not bad.
Nah. We'll
figure it out.
Yeah.
You and Tucker will workshop it.
Yeah.
I'll go home and nap. All right. Thank you, Tucker. Great job. We'll be back tomorrow with the Bet Parks Picks pod for YouTube. I don't know if it'll come out tomorrow, Thursday, but coming up. And then the moment the game ends at 11:30, whatever it is on Thursday night, 12 o'clock, whatever, Ellie and I will be there. Boom. Right when the whistle ends, right when Jalen Hurts will have outplayed Jaden Daniels.
One.
It's going to be great. Like, yeah, tell me about it. All right. Until then, he's Elliot Jim.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.